This is the Pacifica National Board meeting of January 9th, 2018, convening at 5:50 p.m. Pacific, 8:50 p.m. Eastern. Summaries Chair, Heather Gray, Vice Chair, Richard Uzzell, Secretary. Mr. Secretary, would you please call the roll? Thank you.
Okay. Edward Seeger, I think he's out of the country. Is that right?
I think it's all a little
secret. An excuse absence
requested? What's that?
That sound right? Okay. Rosenberg?
All right.
Tracy? Can you hear you, Tracy? Siegel?
I think Tracy said she was going to be on another meeting, at another meeting, Richard,
I
believe.
That's right. She did say that. I saw the email. Okay. Siegel?
Does that count as excuse?
Who is that?
I'm asking Benito. I was just asking, is that count as an excuse absence?
Well, we'll vote on that in a little bit. I'm calling roll right now.
Siegel?
I can't hear you, Dan. Wilkerson?
Can you hear me? This is Serene.
Serene, I got you.
No. Margie, hello. It's on Margie. She said she might be in transit and would be a little late.
Okay. He is?
Present.
Thank you. King?
Can you hear me? Present.
Yeah, okay. Thank you. Norman?
Present.
Thank you. Stitt? Can't hear you, Katia. Razan?
Here.
Thank you. From show?
Present.
Thank you. Medina? Can't hear you, Brenda.
Present. I'm here.
Okay, got you. Thank you. Reese?
Present.
Thank you. Alan?
Present.
Thank you. Oscar?
Here.
Thank you. Mitchell? Here. Thank you. Giselle here. Burton?
Here.
Thank you. Coleman?
Here.
Thank you. Robert?
Present.
Thank you. Saba?
Present.
Thank you. Gray?
Here.
Thank you. Elaine Ewart?
Here.
Thank you. Madam Chair, you have a quorum, and there was some question about Brian and Tracy getting an excused absence.
Well, I think Brian's out of the country and Tracy's at an FCC hearing. So is there any objection to either of them receiving an excused absence?
No.
Okay, and hearing none? Their absences will be recorded as excused. Thank you. All right, very good. So we have a continuation agenda. And there is a procedural motion brought by, sorry if there's any echo there, by Margie Wilkinson regarding agenda approval procedure. Wilkinson moves that it shall be a standing rule of the Pacifica National Board that during agenda setting, debate on each amendment shall be limited to a maximum of 2 speakers for and 2 speakers against. Added November 26, 13. Discussion?
Summer?
Yes, Serene.
Okay, so Margie, I think is not on the call yet. She said she'd be a little late. She's in transit. I'm wondering, since she brought the motion, if we could simply wait until she joins the call, unless I missed hearing her come in or something.
I'll second that.
To wait for Margie?
Yeah.
Point of order, Madam Chair.
Yes, Richard.
The agenda's already been approved. This is a procedural thing for amending the agenda. Margie doesn't have to be here. I'll second the motion that she did. I didn't hear anybody else second it. I think we're going to go on with it. I don't think anybody's going to object to this.
Okay.
Benito to the stack.
Yes, Benito.
Okay. I don't understand. I understand the idea that the the agenda was more or less previously agreed to, but I don't know that the agenda was agreed to in this form or in this order. And I personally find it to be highly irregular to approve a motion or to entertain a motion. I don't care what it is. It's not about, you know, I agree with Richard. I would assume that most people are going to vote in favor of this.
The motion's right where it was. I'm sorry, I shouldn't. I'm there.
Well,
I'm sorry, go ahead and finish, Anita.
My point is, if it was there before, I don't know that we saw it like that or noticed it like that.
Can you adjourn it to the stack?
So anyway, if I had noticed it like that, I would have objected last time. But my objection is not to the motion. I'm simply saying that I don't think it's proper to entertain a motion before you've agreed to the agenda. Well, I understand in general, but
December 19th.
Well, there's always questions about the agenda, so.
Well.
If I may, Benito, I understand your concern. That's why I had asked the question I did. I think it is because
exactly.
It is of a procedural nature regarding the approval of the agenda that perhaps dispensing with it prior to the agenda approval makes some sense. But let me take Janet because she wanted to speak, and we'll just.
Well, I'll just make it simple. On the issue of whether this is to be remembered, I remember it exactly as that, and in reflection think, well, in the heat of the moment, here was a motion that came up to sort of stop a whole year and a half of debates on the agenda. That's really what it is. It may be proved to be a burden later, but we can give it a try. It's a rule that limits baloney during the agenda setting.
Okay, thank you. So let me ask formally, is there an objection to taking a vote on this item, which is procedural in nature and regarding agenda setting? So I'll allow it as a ruling of the chair that it can stay where it's at. But is there any objection to whether we vote on it? I think
I believe my statement was, in fact, an objection, or at least it was
okay,
a
that's
concern.
What I'm clarifying. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Point of order, Madam Chair.
Hmm. Yes, Richard.
This was below approved agenda. I put it above it because logically, excuse me for using that word, logically, if you're going to amend the agenda, you got to have a procedure, and there's a procedure here proposed. So I've moved it up, three lines. Logically, this is not about approving the agenda. This is about amending the agenda. At this point, it takes a two-thirds vote to amend the agenda. This was on the agenda. If you notice there, it says added November the 26th. It's been there, folks. It's there. If you want to move that,
okay.
If you want to physically go in and move that B down to below C, do that. Waste some more time. But,
yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Okay, folks.
You know what, really?
I'm making a ruling. My ruling is that, yes, it deals with a procedural matter regarding the agenda approval itself, a process which I think, to be perfectly fair and honest to all of us, has been time-consuming, arduous, and not terribly productive this year. So I'm going to say that we can vote on the matter that's on the agenda, which is whether we adopt this as a standing rule of the board, which is two speakers for and two speakers against, for any item being amended or put on the agenda or moved around on the agenda, so as to hopefully get through it in a reasonable length of time. If you object to my saying that, yes, we can take a vote on this right now, then you can object to the ruling of the chair, and we'll take a vote on that. And then, depending on how that goes, we may take another vote. So,
I'm sorry, Summer. Before you start with that,
yes.
Okay. My objection is not on voting on the issue because I'm hoping that it won't be terribly controversial. But since the maker of the motion is not on the call and therefore is unable to speak to the motion, what I just don't want us to get into a jam if, by some fluke, it fails, and then since common courtesy normally lets you wait till the maker of the motion is present. How do we then treat that when Margie joins the call?
I was kind of hoping it had a large measure of consensus on both sides of any perceived, divides, and that maybe it would just get approved, and whether Margie was here or not, because it seems reasonable.
There are many things that seem reasonable but simply don't get done, so I'm just trying to avoid a mess down the road.
I think we'll just have to go with it.
An objection.
I can't hear you,
Summer.
Can you stop this? You have spent half an hour talking.
I'm sorry, Summer. I didn't hear your last statement because two other people were speaking.
I'm going to hope that we have enough common sense and collegiality that maybe this will just pass. And my ruling will be that we can go ahead and vote on it because it's a procedural motion. I do understand the politeness, and I guess I perceive some motions as being sufficiently controversial that, like, their makers should be there. But this seems so. Right. It went by rather easily the last time, and so maybe it will again. So, do you want to challenge the ruling of the chair or let it go to a vote?
Benito, I challenge the ruling of the chair.
Okay. Well, there we go. Mm-hmm. All right. So my ruling is that we can go ahead and take a vote on this procedural standing rule motion to limit debate on moving agenda items about or amending the agenda to two speakers for and two speakers against. And I'm saying that, yes, we can go ahead and take a vote on this right now, and then we will set our agenda. If you support the ruling of the chair, then vote yes. If you do not, then vote no, or you may abstain. Mr. Secretary, can you call
me? Summer. Can I argue a point?
No. Okay, stop. I want to keep everything as neat as we can. Mr. Secretary, please wait one moment. Benito, can you keep it brief, please? Thank you. Go ahead.
Again, the argument has nothing to do with the merits of the motion, and I think everyone who has spoken in favor, I think, basically has spoken in favor of the motion, so that's not the issue. The issue, if I can be straight up, is that I think, Richard, nothing personal, but I think that you have a habit of playing with the agenda. And so, well, you call it whatever you want to call it, Richard. I'm speaking right now.
Objection.
You know, I think.
Can we please try to refrain from, if we can, as much as possible, Benito? Please, just go ahead and actually, we're talking about the ruling of the chair. Just go ahead and make your point procedurally.
My point is that we cannot be in the business of making motions before we approve the agenda. You know, the agenda says here that point C is agenda approval. Now, whether it takes two-thirds to change the or to amend the agenda or not, well, if that's what it is, that's what it is. If somebody wants to put forth a motion to amend the agenda and they can actually get two-thirds, well, then that will happen. But so the point is that it's not as procedural as it may seem. The motion is proper. It should be dealt with. It should probably be dealt with at the beginning of the motion of the meeting. I should hope that Margie will be here beforehand. But in any case, you know, my point, and I think Serene has a good point, too, but that wasn't I didn't think of that. You know, my point is simply that you can't move on with the agenda before you approve it. It's very simple. And this is not about logic.
Benito, please, I ask you if you could be brief. I understand you.
Well, I'm trying my best.
I understand.
Try harder.
I don't really appreciate other people interrupting.
I understand. Please, everyone, I've made a ruling, and you can disagree with it, and that's why we're voting. Okay, but let's please do that. And I do understand your point regarding the fact that sometimes what happens on the agenda is quite important, but there has to be some balance. So we'll take a vote on the situation and see how it turns out. And I'm sorry, was there someone else with a point of order? And then we're going to go to a vote, and please don't interrupt.
This is Rich. I have a point of personal privilege. The member insinuated I move things around on the agenda. That is not true. And there's another word for that, but it's not true. That is not true. Let me repeat that. That's not true, and the member knows it's not true. If you read on agenda approval, it says the agenda has been approved December 19, 2013. Last year, this agenda was approved. Now it's time to come on with it. And the first thing that was there, I put that just above the seat, but it was right there. It excuse me for being illogical, but I'm not moving things around on just, and I resent, highly resent, untrue, dishonest, things like that. Thank you.
Point of personal privilege.
Oh, God. Can we move on, please? Please,
oh, please, please. I would like everyone to refrain from impugning people's motivations. Mistakes happen. People make decisions. This is a procedural matter. Robert does cover standing rules for these type of essentially housekeeping matters for a board, and it shouldn't devolve to this level. Let's please just take a vote, and we'll either vote on it now or we will not. When Margie introduced it in relative to a specific evening's agenda, it was not controversial. It went rather smoothly, and everyone just got on with business, and there is a lot of business that Pacifica needs to attend to. So please, let's take a vote.
Summer, I have a point of personal privilege.
Oh, God. Benito, may you please keep it brief. I really mean that.
Jesus Christ.
Thank you. Go ahead.
You know, I'm not into making comments every time that somebody says something that about me or anyone else that I don't like. Richard is one of the people that does that every 5 minutes. And so I would ask you, Richard, excuse me, I am speaking.
Point of
order, this is not a point of personal privilege.
It's not both of you are taking points of privilege to say the other person is saying something. Please, it's just, we're going to stop this, okay? All right. When anyone does it, it's inappropriate. It's not good behavior, and we shouldn't engage in it. We're on an open stream with real problems in the network, and all we're talking about is agenda approval. So please.
And so that's why I agree with Summer that we shouldn't even be getting into stuff like this.
Well, I've allowed it to go forward, and there we are. But I hope that we will get on to the rest of the business that's on the agenda, because there are several things that need to happen. So if I could ask everyone to please close debate, and Richard, if you would please call the roll. And this is merely...
I'm sorry. Summer, I have a question.
Yes.
I didn't realize I was muted. I kept on trying to get the floor.
Yes.
I would appreciate it if you could just do two things right now before we do anything else, which is to please ask people to stop making comments about other people. Every one of us has a sharp tongue, and we can do it, but it's not going to be productive. The second
yes.
thing is please remind members that you do not say point of order and begin to speak. You say what point of order, point of information. You wait to be recognized by name before you speak.
So thank you. Everyone, listen.
Point
folks,
of order, the member is debating.
Okay, folks, everyone, thank you. I would ask us all to please conduct ourselves as adults in a public place running an organization of some importance to society, okay? And remember that when we're talking. We're not actually... It's a phone call, which feels much more informal, but it's also a public meeting. So please, I think, try to behave accordingly. Richard, if you could call the roll, please. This is on whether or not to uphold the ruling of the chair. The ruling of the chair was to go ahead and allow a vote on this motion as it addresses a procedural issue of agenda approval, and it would be to establish a standing rule, and I've allowed it to go forward, and that has been challenged. So... If you support the ruling of the chair that we vote on that now, then vote yes. If you do not, then vote no, or you may abstain. Mr. Secretary, please call the roll. Thank you.
Okay. Siegel. Wilkinson. Diaz.
I'm against it.
Is that a no?
I'm against the ruling of the chair. Yeah,
Dean.
I guess.
King. Can't hear you, Zach. Norman?
No.
No. Skid? Can't hear you, Tia. Razan?
No.
No. Rumshow? Can't hear you, John. Messina?
Pass.
Pass? Was that a pass?
Yes, that was a pass.
Okay.
Richard, yes was my vote. Crumshow, did you hear me?
Okay, I got you. Alan?
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 Yes.
Alan says yes.
Yes. Polinar?
Yes.
Yes. Mitchell? Can't hear you, Nancy. Uzel, yes. Burton?
Yes.
Yes. Bowman?
Yes.
Yes. Roberts?
No.
No. Saba?
Yes.
Saba passed?
Yes.
Oh, yes. I'm sorry.
Yes, I said yes.
Gray?
Yes.
Yes. Lane Yort?
Yes.
Yes. Someone passed. Medina passed?
I vote no.
No.
Still passed.
Nine, five. Madam Chair. Madam Chair.
I'm sorry, I was on mute. I had trouble getting off. Nine, five. Thank you. So the ruling stands. Let's go to a vote on the motion, which is whether or not to establish a standing rule for the board to limit debate on agenda items, either the amending of the agenda in any fashion, moving items up or down on the agenda or adding to the agenda, to limit debate to two speakers for and two speakers against. If this motion passes, that will become the standing rule of the board, obviously in the hopes of perhaps streamlining the agenda setting process.
This is Lydia to the SEC.
Yes, I'll go ahead and take a stack, and then let's try to vote on it, please. Thank you. Lydia, go ahead.
Yes, I actually favor motions of two for and two against on procedural issues, but I don't. I have sat on the Pacifica board with the same polarity of sides and contentiousness on boards before, but when the agenda is sent to the board it with enough notice several days in advance, when it's developed with all of the issues that they know are emerging by virtue of committees and by virtue of what people are writing online, by virtue of the calls that are being made, outreach by the person crafting the agenda, you don't have these issues. So I don't think that this solves the problem. And under the current circumstances, it's become necessary. So I will be voting no on this motion. Thank you.
This is just the personal privileges. Can someone please repeat the code again? For I need to change phones, and I don't see it in an email. It's the code that we called in tonight.
Yes,
we can't repeat it on an open stream.
Don't say it.
Can someone email it to Jessica? Are you able to see email?
Oh, I'm sorry. We're in we are still in executive.
I have it in front. We're on open.
Yeah, we are on open, right? That's why we don't
give
it out.
That's why we can't say the number, the code.
That saying the number means people can call in. Jessica,
okay,
can you get a text message? Can you get a text message?
Yes.
Okay.
We're in the meeting right now.
All right. Is someone else going to take responsibility for that? Otherwise, I'll do it.
Thank you.
You got it. Okay.
Point of information.
Richard to the stack.
Yeah, I don't. Benito, point of information.
Sure,
but
go ahead.
But I would just like Lydia to repeat again what she said. I didn't quite understand what she was saying.
Did you want me to repeat?
Yeah, if you could, please.
I don't know what's going on. There's a ring now. But anyway, I was just basically saying that I have sat on the Pacifica National Board previously for years when agendas were sent far in advance, had been carefully developed in advance, and that eliminated the problems we've had this year. I don't think that this motion solves that. Sounds nice, and I totally agree for two and two for procedural issues, but not but I don't put amendments in that category. But anyway, so I will be voting no on it. That's about it. I don't think that's the problem with our lengthy agenda approval.
Okay,
Richard,
thank you. Okay, go ahead, Richard. And any, is there anyone else who would like to be on the stack, and then we could go to a vote?
Brenda, okay. Stack.
Brenda,
several,
okay, well.
Several people are acting like this is a surprise, that this was thrown together today or something like that. The look on there, it was approved December 19th. This all has been here. This all is in front of our face. This, I don't see how a genuine concern can be thought of in this matter, because this was added to the agenda on 11/26/13. It's right there in front of you. I think we're wasting time.
What is he talking about?
Thank you. Okay, let's just, Brenda, you're next.
So this motion, so the whole issue of approval of agenda has been tried to be taken up by the coordinating committee. And unfortunately, the secretary has mentioned on several occasions, who's also chair of the coordinating committee, that he is the one that develops the agenda along with the chair. Now, consolidating the development of the agenda amongst two people doesn't give people the opportunity to put input, which is one of the reasons why we have approval of the agenda take over an hour of our meeting. The other thing is that even for today's meeting, we got the agenda today. So that proves to be a problem pretty consistently. So there needs to be other mechanisms, and the coordinating committee would probably be the appropriate place to develop the committee amongst a number of directors as opposed to two people developing.
John, to the stack, please.
Is it
on the same place?
Can I be on the stack, Janet?
Thank you, Brenda. I heard John, and I thought there was another voice before Janet. Was there?
Serene.
Serene? Okay, so I've got John, Serene, and Janet. Go ahead, John.
Yes, I think that the member from New York used the word that would be applied to the actions that have taken place now, which would be dilatory. Something that would be very simple and straightforward has become another occasion to waste our time and make sure that during this portion, nothing gets accomplished because it is dilatory. It is not responsible, and it is not accomplishing the business of the board that we have before us. So these matters should be laid to rest very quickly, and we should be able to proceed. So an attempt to streamline it should be welcomed. Thank you.
Benito to the stack.
Thank you, John. Okay, Benito, yeah, I guess you spoke before we got back around to this. Okay.
Oh,
it's my turn. No, I know. You spoke
Janet.
On the other stack. I know. No. I'm just figuring out where to put him. Okay, Serene, you're next, and then Janet, and then Benito.
Okay, so I would like to I'd like to second what I understood to be Lydia's amendment, which is that this applies only to procedural motions. There's a difference between things that are substantive in terms of content and how are we going to get things done. Okay? So this is fine for procedural motions, and I'd like to second that that amendment. That's one. Two, no one has said that the motion being on the agenda is a surprise. So people who are commenting about, oh, it's not genuine. You know, Summer, you need to call people to order when they are clearly making, you know, statements that that assign motive to other speakers because it doesn't advance the dialogue.
Uh-huh. Thank you, Serene. Janet, you're next.
I find it really peculiar when this motion was created and molded and made and agreed upon by Margie several sessions ago. Everybody said, yeah, this sounds fine. This is great. Now, I want to remind everybody, this is a public meeting and the whole world is watching, even though it's about six people. This is very embarrassing to watch this baloney go on and see the way a whole mountain has been built here out of a molehill of which goes first, the agenda or the or the dresser drawers. Move, move. That is what we are supposed to do here. Make motions and move them. Get this thing on the road.
Thank you, Janet. Benito?
When Serene spoke, I said to myself that, well, when it's my turn, I should simply say I don't need to speak because Serene said what I was going to say. But given the comments by the last speaker, then I have to repeat what she said. It would be very helpful if in fact we are so embarrassed at the behavior of this board, then it would be helpful if folks kept their ideas about other members' motivations to themselves, and simply said what they got to say about the motion on the floor. So I'm not going to stoop to the same level as some of the other people who have recently spoken.
Okay, folks, thank you. Is there anyone else who has not spoken who would like to speak on this matter, and then we'll take it to a vote? Okay, hearing none, thank you. Okay, so this motion is, I will reiterate one last time because that is what you're supposed to do before you take a vote, which is this is to create a standing rule for the board on agenda setting approval so that amendments to the agenda, additions to the agenda, deletions, et cetera, that there shall be two speakers for and two speakers against. And this does not change anything to do with motions once the agenda has been approved. This is only for the agenda setting process itself. So if
I'm sorry, Summer, this is Margie. I just got on the call. I wanted to let people know.
Would you like to speak, Margie? Margie, people were concerned because you were the mayor.
This is my motion, right?
Yes.
But yes, if you would like to speak, I didn't realize it was so controversial, actually. I thought it was
I didn't either. I thought it would be totally non-controversial. I think it only makes sense when we're only talking about putting something on the agenda or not putting something on the agenda to limit the number of speakers. It's been done in many organizations that I've belonged to. I see no reason why we shouldn't do it as well. That's all I have to say.
Thank you, Margie. Okay, that's an excellent final word, and we're going to go to a vote. So if you support the motion, vote yes. If you do not, vote no, or you may abstain. Thank you. Mr. Secretary, please call the roll.
Resign?
No.
What was that?
No.
What was your vote?
No.
Okay, I got it. Crumb Show?
Yes.
Yes. Medina?
No.
No. Alan?
Alan says yes.
Yes. Alinar?
Can I pass, please?
Pass.
Yes, sir.
Hitchell? Can't hear you, Nancy. Uzel? Yes. Burton?
Oh, yes.
Yes. Coleman?
Yes.
Yes. Roberts?
No.
No. Saba?
Yes.
Yes. Gray?
Yes.
Yes. Lane Ewart? Can't hear you, Janice?
Yes.
Yes. Siegel? Can't hear you, Dan. Wilkinson?
Yes.
Yes. Diaz?
Abstain.
Abstain. King?
Abstain.
Abstain. Norman?
Yes.
Yes. Shit. Can't hear you, Tia. Somebody passed, didn't he? Apollinar passed?
Yes, abstain.
Abstain.
Hinchel says yes.
Hinchel says yes. Gotcha. Madam Chair, it's 11:33.
1133, the motion carries. Thank you. All right, so now we will move on to agenda approval.
The point of information.
I'm sorry, who is that?
Serene.
Okay, go ahead, Serene.
Okay. I do not recall, I was very tired, so, you know, y'all can let me know, but I do not recall us adjourning the last public meeting that we had. We ended it, but I wasn't aware that this was scheduled as an adjourned meeting at the time. Can someone just, I don't know, I haven't seen minutes, I don't know.
Well, as I recall, we're on a fairly regular schedule of regular meeting, continuation meeting. I don't know that we did anything differently at that meeting than we've done at others. So I would say as long as it's the same items, I recognize many of them as having languished there for far too long, like budgets and things like that. But I don't know, Mr. Secretary, I don't have a recollection, Serene, as to officially how we exited the last open session. I just know we're following the regular calendar that we've set up, you know? All right. Mr. Secretary, do you have
another member that might remember?
Can I be on the stack?
Sure, Janet. Go ahead, please.
Can I say we should spend about a half an hour on this thing and decide what is the adjournment and what isn't of a meeting that already happened so we know where we are right now?
And Carolyn on the
stack. That would be a good waste of a half an hour. I support that motion.
Okay. I think that we should just try to stay on track with the things that we do have on the agenda, and there are quite a few. I do not recall what we did at the last meeting, but we're doing our regular schedule of the continuation meeting, which has not in the past stopped us from spending a considerable amount of time on agenda approval frequently. Is there a motion to approve the agenda?
Teresa Allen, I move we approve
order,
the agenda.
Point of order, Madam Chair. I've only said this a half a dozen times. This agenda was approved on December 19th.
I'm sorry. I'm just reading what's on there.
My apologies, Madam Chair.
I confusion is constituted because it says agenda approval on there, and I'm trying to pull it back up again, but that's what I had read. I'm sorry. Who is the point of order? Who is that?
I think Teresa.
I apologize for moving the agenda in error.
Okay, well, I'm the one who should apologize. I asked you to. Okay, Richard, I'm having trouble. My Google is spinning around in a nice, pretty circle. Can you read the first item on the agenda, please?
Discuss DC in-person meeting move to September 7th through the 10th.
February 7th. Does anyone wish to be on the stack first? Do you want me to speak? I think I'll go ahead and speak. Okay, we have license renewal in New York, FCC license renewal.
I'm sorry, can I be on the stack?
Brenda, yes, sure. I just want to go ahead and give small context to that from the from my executive position. We have limited staff, particularly in New York, post-layoffs, and very few technical resources, and our national technical staff is assisting in the processes involved with license renewal. Additionally, as some of the back and forth on the email amongst the board about whether or not there were any financial reasons to postpone by a week, in fact, we have not yet received the CPB funds, although I am pleased to report that our fourth quarter compliance documentation is finished and has been submitted to our council, and it's only a couple days, more than a week after the fourth quarter has ended on the calendar. So we're good with that, but we still don't have that disbursement of funds. And we are now at January 9th and have not yet booked the hotel, and we have the time for people to book their flights. Two boards have not yet elected their delegates. We'll be doing that on Saturday, the 11th. So for all of those reasons and the time that is now upon us, it would be impossible to effectively and efficiently book an end-of-January meeting in a cost-effective manner and without the technical resources and staff resources. And it has been consistently the same staff resources in terms of streaming these very labor-intensive, long duration meetings that we have in person. So that's a management perspective on the actual necessities of why we have to book it the first week of February instead of the last week in January. There are a lot of, you know, just basic practical reasons, and hopefully we'll be able to make that work. But Brenda, were you the one who asked to be on the stack?
Richard, just
yes,
check.
I have a proposal,
Brenda.
To move the an agenda item, item E, which is the motion by Diaz to the copy of the GM contract to the LSB. I'd like to move that up right after the 13-14 budgets, since it seems like a very easy
point of order. We're past the point of order. We're past the agenda approval.
Yes, Brenda, we already went past the agenda approval because it was already approved and no one objected that, you know, this is a continuation meeting. We were just discussing the in-person. I can come back to you, but did you have anything to say on the in-person meeting?
This is Lydia. Oh, are you done? Is Brenda done?
I didn't hear Brenda's response. I'm going to come back to Brenda. Richard, did you just have the point of order? Did you also have something to say on the in-person meeting? And then I'll go to Lydia.
I do. There was an email sent out by the chair, vice chair, and the secretary that commented about this a week or two ago, and we asked that everybody give us their opinion, do a straw poll, and see if that was okay with the majority. It was a majority set for these meetings. And the vote count came back 13-2. And when it got to 12-2, I sent out a thing and said, okay, that's a majority. The board's will is that it be moved to the 7th through the 10th. And in the meantime, I got another one in favor of that. So the vote is 13-2 in our straw poll to set that. Some people complain. That's why I put it on here so that this was on here before. I didn't put anything. Yeah. It's everything that's here has been here all this time. But that was approved by the straw poll of the board by 13-2.
Benito to the sec.
Thank you, Richard. Lydia, and then maybe there's no objection because it's, Lydia, go ahead, please.
Yes. Well, first of all, of course, the votes by email have to be unanimous per the bylaws. But that's why we're having this. But nevertheless, so my question is number one. So are we in a, you said we haven't received the CPB money summer and whatever, but are we going to be able to, like, you know, have we paid our travel agent? Can we actually start booking on Monday? That kind of thing, so that we don't have to the last minute postpone again and so forth. We are in a position to then assume the cost of the hotel and the flights at this time that we can start booking. Other than that, I don't have an objection as long as it doesn't go past that. And I would much prefer, as you know, from every year that the board still be seated per the bylaws on January 31st. And I would, and that can be done on the phone as it was in 2011. Because I think it's been a long-term flaw in the bylaws that doesn't allow the newly seated board to craft the agenda for the meeting that it's going to be on in person. I've always thought the January meeting was too early as well, because everybody, you know, you have to rush to have your elections and then rush to make your reservations. It's like, it's crazy. However, that said, I don't object to February 7th. As long as there's no extension of the terms of the currently seated members. Thank you.
Point of information.
I'd second that.
Thank you. And I'm sorry, what is the point of information?
Point of information. I think the director is incorrect in saying that it's stated in the bylaws, and I would like to know where in the bylaws it says that.
I'll send it out again.
Thank you.
Wait, you where in the bylaws does it say that?
I'll send it out again. Thank you.
I didn't get anything from you.
Okay, folks. Thank you.
Yes, we have held up booking on the hotel because we wanted to get confirmation tonight. I believe we will be on track to be able to do with that first week. So it's only a 1 week delay, and that is hopefully not.
Chair, I'd like to be on the stack.
Is that Brenda again?
Yeah.
Okay, and I have heard.
In summer, I'm having a problem
and
hearing you.
No, I heard you, Benito. And was it
no,
Benito?
It's just that I can't hardly hear you.
I am so sorry.
There's some funny noise.
Well, not here, but I found pound one, as I always say. It's our friend. Serene, I believe it was Serene and then Benito, and I may have lost someone. And I know Brenda wants me back on stack. Does someone else wish to speak that I have not acknowledged? And if not, you can call, ask later. Go ahead, Serene.
I think it was Benito before me, actually.
Okay,
I mean,
otherwise, I don't recall, so if you want to let Benito go first, that's fine with me.
Yeah, I mean, I don't care. I'm ready.
It doesn't matter. Go ahead.
First. Okay, so just to note, Richard, it's Article 6 of the bylaws, Section 8, where it says action by unanimous written consent. So you might want to read that, and it was sent out before during our discussion. Straw polls are illegal. And it's not a matter of the majority. The coordinating committee chose two sets of dates, brought it to the board. It was approved.
Point
and to
of order.
Excuse me.
I'll take point your of point order. Of order after Serene. Can you please just let her finish, and then I'll take the point
My
of order.
My point of order is about Serene.
Let me let Serene finish her sentence, please, and I will take your point of order. What is this? Go ahead, Serene. Please finish.
Okay, so it's Article 6, Section 8. I can read it if anyone doesn't have access.
I think it would be good.
Point of order.
Before you read the article, Serene, please give me a moment. What is the point of order, Teresa?
The point of order is it would just be time-consuming and obstructive to even consider reading that. Just because of one comment that one person made is no need, and which Director Brazon offered to send out so he would have it. So there is no need to even suggest reading that thing, which would only waste our time. And the other item is, it's not a stalled straw poll that was taken during a meeting. It was
I'm sorry, Summer?
Poll.
Summer?
She's got
okay,
the point
I'm
of order.
Yes,
yes,
let
yes,
me
yes.
finish my thought, unless you have a point of order.
No.
So
no.
The other item that I have an objection to is it is a waste of our time to say that there is that straw polls are illegal. It was done by email, and as part of the discussion, he just mentioned the results.
Okay, folks, thank you. Teresa, the second part is not a point of order. The first part, how long is the section that we are speaking of
this section is six lines, and frankly, Summer, that is not a point of order.
I understand. If there's unanimous consent, what we really have, I think, is just a practical situation of it is already January 9th. We can't possibly have an effective meeting. Three out of the five boards have elected their delegates. Two have not. People need to be elected. They need to book plane tickets. We have to reserve with the hotel. The hotel is on standby and is expecting us. Did someone I hear actually put
Richard,
forward a motion
Richard,
to approve February 7th?
I'm sorry, Summer?
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Summer?
I'm sorry, Serene, go ahead.
I move to do so.
I'm sorry. Hello?
Yes, I will put other people on stack.
Please put my motion on.
And Carolyn on the stack, please.
Okay, so I've got Lucette
on the stack. Lucette, too.
Lucette. Okay, so Benito, Carolyn, Janet, Lucette.
Brenda was on the stack.
Brenda, you were on the stack. I apologize because I lost you. You were after Benito and before I took the new people who just spoke.
And on the stack, still waiting about the airfare. Okay.
Richard has to be put on the stack, too.
No problem. Serene, can you please finish? And I will go through the...
I would like to begin. I offered to read the motion, the bylaw, so we could all be on the same page about what we're doing. But straw polls are illegal. It says that in Robert's rules. Unanimous consent is required. The coordinating committee met, came back to the board with two dates. The board chose a date. I certainly am not essential to to the meeting happening, but I did make arrangements for medical procedures that a member of my family has to have, and all of that was based on the date that we had previously voted on. So now to hear that we are going to change the date because a tech cannot be there when there are other people in the network local to D.C. who we don't have to pay hotel or travel costs for, who can help with the streaming of the meeting, is extremely, you know, unsatisfactory. And I understand that it doesn't revolve the I know you guys will miss me, but it doesn't revolve around it. But that's the point. The point is we have a procedure and we set a procedure.
Am I on the stack, Janet?
Yes, you are on the
stack.
You.
Thank
wow.
you.
Wow.
Green, are you done? Green, were you finished?
Oh, I think Janet urgently needs to speak. She might burst. Let her go, please.
Objection.
Please, there are a couple of people.
No, you should object to the repeated interruptions. Do you know how many times I've been interrupted?
Well, that's because you talk a lot.
Folks, good
Summer.
Lord.
Summer,
folks,
control your people.
Excuse me?
Control your friends, because when excuse me. This is not appropriate. However, what they did, the hissing, the booing, the comments when Benita was speaking, all of that you didn't need to comment on. You let all of that pass.
I am constantly asking everyone, and I do mean everyone, to behave in a polite manner. I just don't know what to say, okay? There is a limit to what I can cause people to do, except you could repeatedly remind everyone that it's just easier to conduct business. If nothing else, okay? If absolutely nothing else. Serene, thank you. I will go through the stack. I do want to make one, not to make this about only one aspect of this, but one comment regarding tech, the meetings, what we spend on them, and the capacities of local signal areas to meet the demands of making one of these things happen effectively. In all reality, it has required tremendous, and I do mean tremendous, input on the part of the national office and the national technical staff throughout this last year in regard to D.C. and the technical problems that it has had at numerous points. And it is that same technical staff that has been engaged in resolving those problems, again, on multiple occasions. There are not sufficient tech resources there necessarily to do that. When in fact it has gone quite the other way, and we've had to deploy sort of our resources from elsewhere to the D.C. area. So I don't think that that's necessarily, in all fairness, quite a realistic expectation of what we have to work with.
So okay, may I just respond to that? I can get back on the stack if you'd like.
Okay, I'll put you back on stack. So it's just, you know,
can I get on the stack first because I haven't spoken yet?
Actually, you did speak. You brought the point of
excuse
point
me.
Of order. Okay.
Point of order.
Please. Okay. Teresa, I will put you on stack. The point of order that you had was not quite a point of order, but that doesn't mean you cannot be on stack to speak. So please, let's just keep it orderly. There are a whole bunch of people want to talk. So Benito, you're next, and then Brenda, and then
what happened to me?
You're there, but you've got Carol.
Okay.
And then there were already two me people. Yeah, Benito, you're next, please. Thank you.
Thank you, Summer. I would like to repeat the comments that Serene made in terms of asking folks to control themselves when someone is saying something that they don't like or people they don't like are speaking. So that's number one. But number two, my original comment is, and here we have another example, but I am, as everyone knows, I am not an expert on the dictator Roberts, or actually the Fuhrer Roberts, but I know something, and here we go again, but I do know something about common sense, I think. And common sense tells me that when the holidays come, the world stops. That includes the Congress of the United States. Even the president goes on vacation. It applies to Pacifica, believe it or not, and the PMB. And so In addition to what Serene read in terms of what the bylaws say, I would simply say that on a practical level, people like myself might go out of town to visit relatives. We don't necessarily take computers with us. And even if we did, why should we open the damn thing up? And so if a email poll is taking place or is conducted and no notice was given before people went on vacation or went on holiday, whatever, you know, then some of us are not going to know anything about this poll. And so effectively, when I came back and I start reading all these emails, I find out that this vote took place by email, and it, if I remember correctly, it took place over a 1 or 2 day period of time. I didn't know anything about it. So I would like to know how that is proper. And I also would like to know, since when do PMB members have a responsibility to look at their damn computer every single day, even when they're supposed to be on vacation? So I'm finished.
Thank you. Thank you, Benito. Brenda, you're next.
Okay, so I have a couple of different things in regards to this in-person meeting. One, I was one of those people who did respond, and I opposed the change of date because we had established a date prior to that. And trying to change the date over email is irresponsible. The other thing that I want to say is that is we haven't gotten into the details of in terms of hotel accommodations, but as it's been said before and in the Houston meeting, I hope that we can ensure that we definitely have a union hotel for this upcoming in-person meeting to seat the new directors, because it's been time and time again where we're in areas that do have union hotels, and they have not been booked and have gone to other places as a result of that. I think that we should not rely on the straw poll to say whether or not people could move the meeting around, in the same way that, you know, a meeting took place the day after New Year's, which I think is very irresponsible on our behalf, thinking that we should be available at all 24 hours of the day, 365 days a year. You know, that's very that's not the way to do business, especially for a foundation like ours. Another thing is that since our CFO is not present, it's always important to have you know, financial documents discussing how feasible it is for us to be able to move forward with in-person meetings. And then also another thing that should be discussed is in regards to people's per diem, especially if since the meeting will be taking place in D.C., it's a very costly city, and I think that should be discussed with the entire board, since in Houston people did not receive a per diem, and they received one in New York. So those are a couple of things that we should be discussing for the in-person meeting.
Thank you. I'll put you on stack, Manager.
A point of procedure. I have a procedural question.
Yes, Manager.
Can one make a move, a proposal? I have one to stop this, all of this back and forth. I move that we discuss the new date, that is possible, that is humanly possible to have this meeting, have a vote on it now, and forget the rest of it. And I would like to be on stack on another issue. Sorry.
Okay,
I'll have to put you on stack like everyone else, and you can make it as a motion. Perhaps someone ahead of you will make a motion to simply propose the date and pass it, okay? And that
okay, thank you so much. But I would like to be a stack on other things.
I will
as
put
well.
You
thank
on
you.
Stack.
Yes, thank okay. you. I appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Yes, of course.
Thanks.
Carolyn and then Janet and Suzette. And I'll figure out what the rest of my stack was because I had a couple people right after that. So, Carolyn, you're next.
Yes, thank you. I just want to remind us all that the chair has a problem, and that is with members who make disparaging remarks about other members and about herself, about the chair herself. And these people need to be called out of order. Calling out the chair's name is not the same thing as saying point of order or put me on the stack. And I think that this discussion needs to focus on the reality. Blaming our hired people, like our tech coordinator, for a change of venue, we are all being inconvenienced by a move. And that is part of what we signed up for when we signed up to be on this board. And I would say the same about access. This is 2014. People have computers. If you have it, you're expected to use it. That means daily. If you can't, a friend call you. It is ridiculous to say that I don't have to check my computer on vacations or so on. We are in crisis. We are aboard. We have things to do. Check your computer. Read. Listen up. Don't ask people to repeat things that have been said twice. Just pay attention and let's focus and move on. So I would like to propose the first weekend in February as the meeting date, and that is a motion for the next in-person meeting. Let's see.
Is there a second, please?
What's the date?
Janet, I second the motion.
It was February 7th.
Can you hear me?
February 7th, yes. Thank you, Janet.
Yes, I heard you, Janet.
Yeah, can you hear me, yes?
Is it
yes.
Is it February 7th or 2nd?
7th.
It's February 7th through the 10th.
After 6th. 7th.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you, Carolyn.
Benito to the stack.
And Katia to the stack, too, please.
Oh, hi, Katia. Okay, yes. Well, hold on. Let me continue. We have a
what about
stack.
That other stack?
Yeah. Well, we were on this subject matter, so I'm going to continue with the stack that we have. And add people on, okay? So Janet would be next, followed by Luzette. Janet, you're next.
Can you hear me? Can
yes.
you hear me? Yes?
Yes.
I do object to the phrase some techs. These people right now are the heroes who are saving the sound on our Washington station and our New York station, who are making out the critical license renewal for my radio station, WBAI. I can imagine some of you objecting to WBAI's taking any kind of priority. I know that you feel your own stations come first. But as a representative of WBAI, I feel that it is critical that this become the most crucial issue on the WBAI agenda, and that is why I want to give every inch of time to the fulfillment of that license renewal. And if John O'Mella and the rest of the tech crew, Otis McClay, feel that that's the right date for them, the weekend, the second weekend in February or the first, fine with me. All right? We are a business. You know, we're a radio business. You may forget that we're in the entertainment business. And, you know, all the awards come out now. All the festivals come out now. All the theatrical festivals. Everything happens at the end of the year. All businesses send thank yous to the people who have given them donations. We are not on vacation here. We are about to change a board. These are the end moments of our service on this board. This is a silly, irresponsible to say we need a vacation. We're not civilians. We're in the radio business, folks.
Thank you, Janet.
Thank you, Janet.